The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
I'm Ed Tobias with some news and comments from the MS Wire. A company is seeking approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for a product that might help people with MS walk better by mildly stimulating the tongue. The device is called a Portable Neuromodulation Stimulator, PONS, P-O-N-S. It's a flat card about half the size of a credit card with electrodes on its end. A therapist puts it on your tongue, and a stimulator sends a mild electrical current onto it. The tongue is used as an electrical path to the brainstem. The hope is that the electrical signals will increase the brain's neuroplasticity, which is its ability to rewire itself to detour around damaged nerves and then recreate connections by using nerves that are healthy. PONS isn't used all the time, and it's not something that you can use yourself. A therapist incorporates 20 minutes of this brain stimulation into physical or occupational therapy, along with cognitive exercises. It's hoped that the combination of therapy and stimulation will improve balance and gait in people with MS. The CEO of the company that makes the PONS unit says he hopes it will give people with MS a non-drug, non-implantable treatment that has the potential to significantly improve their ability to walk. I've used a different type of electrical stimulation for my MS, a Bioness L300 Go. It's a cuff, and it goes around my leg and stimulates a nerve in the leg to help raise my left foot, which drags when I walk. I've had mixed results, and the stimulation can be uncomfortable. I haven't found information about how patients in clinical trials of the PONS device have reacted to the electrical stimulation on their tongue, but knowing how sensitive my tongue is when I accidentally bite it, I think I'd have a little trepidation before using this PONS device. On the other hand, if it would help my balance and my gait, I might try it. And some comments that have been written about this on the MS News Today website indicate that others are also more than ready to give this a try. Are you? Let us know in the MS News Today forum section.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.